بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We continue سورة الجاثية, verse number 15. Allah سبحانه وتعالى said, من عمل صالحا فلنفسه ومن أساء فعليها ثم إلى ربكم ترجعون. Whosoever does a good deed, it is for his own self, and whosoever does evil, it is against his own self. Then to your Lord you will be made to return. So my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this verse, after he spoke about the people of Jahannam, and then he brought our attention to his blessings that he gave us, and the ones who rejected the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he ordered us to be soft towards them. Even if they harm us, we have to be accommodating, because the way a Muslim looks at the one who rejects the truth as someone simple-minded who cannot think properly and cannot reflect on the verses of Allah and know that there is a creator for everything and that creator to be worshipped. Tayyib, if the call is rejected, what is the solution? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, yani, don't be upset. Man amila salihan falinafsi, whomever does a good deed, it is for himself. And of course, whomever does an evil deed, fa'alayha, it is against himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in many verses in the Quran, he reminded us with this message. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, kullu nafsin bima kasabat rahina, every soul is hostage to whatever it has earned. Yani you are responsible for your own mistakes. No one going to be questioned about your mistakes. And as Allah also subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى, and no bearer of burden should bear another's burden. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا, when every soul would find whatever has practiced from good is presented in front of it. وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ تَوَدُّ لَوْ أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا, and whatever that soul done evil deeds, it wishes on the day of judgment, there is a long distance between that evil deed and itself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, here he's saying that you are responsible for your own actions. That goes against the ideology of the Christians. That nullifies the core of the Christianity religion. You say, how? How? Because the Christians believe in the original sin that Adam practiced. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Isa so he can be slaughtered on the cross as a sacrifice to remove and cleanse the sins of mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in Islam, no. You're wrong there. لا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى كل نفس بما كسبت رهينة. He said, no. Everyone has got his own sins. Everyone is responsible for his own deeds. Everyone is responsible for his own actions. يعني they will tell you, for example, if you want your sins to be forgiven, you have to believe in the Savior Christ. So what's got to do with him and me? He's got his own thing and I've got my own thing. They said, no, Allah sent his own son and he sacrificed him like Ibrahim sent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ordered him to sacrifice his own son, Ismail, then he replaced him with a calf. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why Allah did not replace Isa with anyone? Yani subhanallah al-azim. The issue here, my brothers, that in Islam, you're not responsible for anyone's sin. You're responsible for your sin. You're only, وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغِ, we only have to deliver the message, and anyone who reject their message, it's our own responsibility. And this verse also teaches us to be responsible. To be responsible. When you do a crime and you do a mistake, it is not the society's fault. That is what is being propagated. Someone will kill someone and then he gets 2 years jail, and they say, Wallahi, because his society and that culture and that. Ya Habibi, he killed someone. Either he's insane or not. If he's insane, crazy, he's crazy. But if he's not crazy, he has to be punished severely for his crime that he killed someone. These are principles put for us in our Sharia, in Islam, that man amila salihan falinafsi. Whomever does a good deed for himself, وَمَنْ أَسَاءَ فَعَلَيْهَا. And whomever does an evil deed, it comes back on him. And no one is a question for anyone's sin. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, he moves the chapter to talk to us about the leadership. Al-Qiyada, the leadership of the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحُكْمَ وَالنُّبُوَّةِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah said, and indeed we gave the children of Israel the scripture and the understanding of the scripture and its laws and the prophethood, and provided them with good things and preferred them to the alameen, mankind, the jinn, yani mankind and jinn of their time during that period. طيب, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, we gave Bani Israel at that time. They were the leaders of the world. They had the aqidah, which is came down from the heavens. Because my brothers, humanity must have a aqidah, beliefs, that comes from the heavens, that leads the world. And Allah is saying, we gave Bani Israel this. We gave them the leadership of the world. We gave them rizq, the Nile, the Furat, and Jerusalem. We gave them all this. Al-Man was-Salwa came down, a beautiful food for them, and everything was with them. And he gave them the ruling, and the prophethood was in their descendant. See, that's why they disliked Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the time, they used to show off against the people in Yathrib, in Medina. They used to say to the Arabs, a prophet going to come from amongst us, and we going to fight you with under his banner, and we're going to wipe you out, to the Arabs. And then Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam came against their whims from the Arabs. Then the fitna started. Didn't the uncle of Safiya radiallahu anha, she heard her uncle and her father talking. What did they say to each other? Ahua, is it Muhammad? He said to him, Hua, Hua, it is him, it is him. It is the prophet that we're waiting for. He said, so what is the solution? He said, the enmity against him. The anger, the hatred they have towards Muhammad ﷺ, because he did not come from the descendant of Dawood. And they have this idea that Hajar was a slave and Sarah was not. And that's why they will always have this condescending view on the Arabs and the Muslims in general, that you are the descendant of a slave, thus you're going to be a slave for us. You understand? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him al-hukm, the ruling, gave him al-nubuwa, and gave him the rizq, and at the same time, faddalahum ala al-alameen, gave him the upper hand of all the creation. How did they lose this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, he would never ever leave the mankind and the jinn without guidance to live by, something to live under its banner, which is in nowadays, it's Islam. Islam now supposed to be the leader of the world. Islam supposed to be the aqidah that leads the world. Because that is the only true aqidah that exists today. The only aqidah still pure that came down from the heavens to mankind. But because of the Muslims are very weak, they lost that control. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the following verses, he will tell us, why Bani Israel, one of the reasons why Bani Israel lost that. Listen. وَآتَيْنَاهُمْ بَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ فَمَا اخْتَلَفُوا إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْعِلْمُ بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَقْضِي بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فِي مَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ. And gave them clear proofs in matters by revealing to them the Torah, and they differed not until after the knowledge came to them through envy amongst themselves. Verily, your Lord will judge between them on the day of resurrection about that wherein they used to differ. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, he gave them the leadership of the world. وَآيَاتْ بَيِّنَاتْ. آيات بينات, clear verses. He gave them clear verses. There is the Torah was clear to them, a clear Sharia. They changed it. They differed amongst themselves, as the Prophet said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the hadith that is in Bukhari or Muslim. فإنما أهلك الذين من قبلكم كثرة مسائلهم واختلافهم على أنبيائهم. The ones who came before you, they were only demolished because they have too many issues amongst each other. Masail, too many questioning things which is not necessary. And they differed about their prophets. So Allah gave them the clear guidance. But after the ilm came to them, they differed. And the destruction came to them because they differed. Tonight, we said maybe it's Laylatul Qadr. But did you know, at one stage, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he knew when was Laylatul Qadr. He came out of his house going to tell the companions when Laylatul Qadr. And on the way, he saw two companions debating and arguing with each other. He came up to them to tell them, and Allah took that knowledge from him. He said to them, I was going to inform you about Laylatul Qadr, but because in such and such persons were arguing and disputing, unsituha, I forgot. It was taken from me. And as Ibn Mas'ud, we said the other night, he said, Al-khilafu sharrun kullu. The differences and the vices, it's all evil. It's all evil. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he ended the leadership that they had with him, and he gave it to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he gave it to the Muslims. And he gave it to the believers. And listen to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاكَ عَلَى شَرِيعَةٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ فَاتَّبِعْهَا وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Then we have put you, O Muhammad, on a plain way, our commandment, like the one which we commanded our messengers before, i.e. legal ways and laws of Islamic monotheism. So follow you that Islamic monotheism and its laws, and follow not the desires of those who know not. طيب, what does it say here? Allah subhanahu, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is still in Mecca. We said this is Makkah surah. He's still in Mecca. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to him? وَجَعَلْنَاكَ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاكَ عَلَى شَرِيعَةٍ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ. Then we made you on a sharia. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, while they've been prosecuted in Mecca, the leadership of the world. So subhanallah, the Prophet sallallahu running away, hiding from the prosecution, he said to him, now Bani Israel lost it, and then you have the sharia. You have the sharia now. You are now have to bring the light to mankind. And then he said, follow that sharia strictly and do not follow their whims. See, you have to understand this, and every da'i and every Muslim must understand this. You're either on the sharia or you are on whims. There is no way in between. You're either following the sharia or you're following somebody's whims. Anything other than the sharia is whims. No matter what it is, it's not the sharia, it is the whims. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. He made it clear in the verse. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاكَ عَلَى شَرِيعَةٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ. We made you on the sharia from our command, so follow it, فَاتَّبِعْهَا. طيب, if I don't want to follow it, وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And do not follow the whims of the ones who do not know. So what do we have here? We have two. We have the sharia and we have the whims. You're either following the whims or you're following the sharia. No matter how much you say, but this is justice, or this looks like justice, or maybe it is justice, or this or that. Is it the sharia? No, then it's whims. Whims of someone. Someone put it. Man-made laws. Someone made that law. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even called Christianity and Judaism and other religions whims, because they changed it to suit their whims. And now Islam at the moment today, my brothers and my sisters, is going through the same process. It's going through the same process. That to change our Islam, to change our Islam, to suit different governments and different leaders and different whims, this religion must be changed. Following the Quran and following the Sunnah, it does not work. Even if we have to have a new religion, We call it Islam. Yani, for example, you see now they're promoting Sufism. And that is something we have to be honest with ourselves. Why so much emphasis put on Sufism and to be propagated, yani, everywhere? Because this type of Islam, it suits the masters of the world today. Sit in the masjid, twirl, dance, whatever, do zikr, be as nice as you can, tarbiyatun nafas, all the time. Tayyib, isn't this is Islam? Is this Islam? Yeah, yeah, politics, it's not your business. You just now work on yourself. Once you reach the... When I am going to reach the state that you're talking about, oh, when you're 60, then... Yani, excuse me, the brothers who are in 60. Yani, when I am weak now, I'm not youthful and I can do a lot of things. Huh? Is that what? Or, as the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith of the meaning, إِنَّمَا نُصِرْتُ بِالشَّبَابِ I've been, or كَمَا قَالَ عَيْسَىٰ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ I've been given victory by youth, or with the youth. There is a great misunderstanding here. There's a great misunderstanding. When you see, for example, some of the world richest organizations, they have a day for a Rumi. You probably don't know the Rumi, Jalaluddin Rumi, but some brothers who from Afghanistan, they would know who I'm talking about. Jalaluddin Rumi, the one who invented the twirl dancing and all this. They have an international day for him where people go and buy his books and his works and. Where Jalaluddin Rumi, yani, one of his call to say that we all worship Allah, doesn't matter what religion you come from. To promote Ibn Arabi. But why don't we have something for the Shafi'i? Or Imam Ahmad, a day for Imam Ahmad. Why? Because Imam Ahmad's words and Shafi'i's words, huh, does not suit their hawa, their whims. But Rumi suits their whims to the highest degree. So you have to be watchful. You have to expend your intellect to see that I think, and Allahu A'lam, the animosity that is going through the literature that is written is more damaging to the Muslims than the missiles they throw on the Muslims. You understand? Why? Because the damage can go for another 500-600 years. Yani, we've seen, probably never heard of the group Al-Mu'tazila. Al-Mu'tazila, they come up about 300 Hijri to, yani, around about there when they started. The damage is still till today. Till today we suffer from the damage of Mu'tazila. Yani, we have 1100 years at least of damage from the Mu'tazila. Al-Khawarij, Shia'ism. Till today we're suffering. Tayyib. Modernism, another disease that is killing the Ummah today, where the modernist leaders today are the ones who taken leadership all over the world. And they speak in your name and in my name. Whether you like it or not, they're the one who've been interviewed on TV. They're the one who's speaking in the name of Islam. They're the one who represent Islam everywhere and around the world. Don't think they're going to choose someone who shortened the thawb, prolonged the beard, and weren't determined to go and speak in the name of Islam. No, no, no. You don't look good enough for them. They choose someone with a goatee, who wears a beautiful red hat and nice suit, and he goes speak in the name of Islam, in the name of the Muslims. And then he end up clapping for George Bush. Tayyib. But isn't this a reality we're living in? So you're either, my brothers, sorry to get out a little bit, but this is from the topic. This is from our aqidah. This is what? The Quran. You're either following the Sharia or you're following a hawa of someone. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّهُمْ لَيُغْنُوا عَنْكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا وَإِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ وَاللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ Verily, they can avail you nothing against Allah. If He wants to punish you, verily the zalimun, polytheist, wrongdoers, are awliya, protectors, helpers of one another, but Allah is the wali, helper, protector of the muttaqun, the pious. Subhanallah. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to the followers, follow the Sharia and do not follow their whims. These people would not avail you nothing. They're not able to protect you, and everything they're promising you, it is going to be a lie, and they will not protect you as they claim. Shuf subhanallah al-azim, I'll bring you this story. Genghis Khan, when he was coming to attack Baghdad, are you tired? Or you can give me another 10 minutes. Genghis Khan, when he came to attack Baghdad, of course, there was someone inside who was bitana for the Khalifa. He was a helper to the Khalifa. That bitana, that person, Nasir al-Din al-Tusi, and his mob, he was a Shi'i. He was one of the hardcore. And, yani, his helpers. So what they have done, he was actually sending letters to Genghis Khan. He was telling him, I will surrender to you Baghdad, as long as you give me a position. You give me something. He said, khalas. And then he used to whisper in the ears of the Khalifa. Khalifa is Sunni. But this is when you take Bitana, close advisors to you, you're not following the Sunnah of the Prophet. Why do you need a couple of hundred thousand? See, I can't remember the figures. It's just out of my head. But around about 200,000. 200,000 soldiers protecting Baghdad. It's costing a big budget. Release some of them. He released. He said, yeah, you're right. It's too much money. Any leader, anyone who hears the word Baghdad, he used to panic, get scared. Yani Baghdad, there was a fort, can never be broken. He released. He came back again. Release more. He released. Until he has only, then what you call today the National Guard, 10,000 soldiers. He sent a letter to Genghis Khan. He said, yalla, come. Baghdad is ready for you. He came, slaughtered Baghdad. 2 million people died. 2 million. Including these 2 million Muslims who were slaughtered on the hands of the Tatar. People who died just from the disease, the corpses that were there. Now, my point, this person, this advisor, when he came to Genghis Khan, of course, you know what they've done to the Khalifa? They put him in a bag. And this is the most humiliating way of execution. They put him in a bag, and they wrapped the bag and kicked him to death. That's how they killed him. Tata. He came to the Khalifa and he said to him, to Genghis Khan, and he said to him, he said, I fulfilled everything. But Genghis Khan is a smart man. He said, if you turned your back on your people, you will turn your back on me. Cut his head. So when you take wali, and that's my point, when you take wali, other than your brothers, other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the end. They will let you down. Like they have let, yani, like have you, yani, you have seen in history, and this is repeated every day. And here he said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do not follow their whims. They will avail you nothing. وَإِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ, indeed, the oppressors, بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ, they are allies to one another. This is in dunya. This is in dunya. But I want to recite to you from Surah Al-Ahzab, few verses to show you what they do, what happens to them in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and listen to the words of Allah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَنَ الْكَافِرِينَ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ سَعِيرًا. Allah indeed cursed the kafirin, the disbelievers, and he prepared for them fire. خالدين فيها لا يجدون وليا ولا نصيرا. They are in it to eternity, and they will not find anyone to help them nor support them. يوم نقلب وجوههم في النار. On that day we turn their faces in the fire. يقولون يا ليتنا أطعنا الله وأطعنا الرسول. They say, we wish we have obeyed Allah and obeyed His Messenger. And listen to the words here. قالوا ربنا. They said, oh our Lord. They were saying in Jahannam, إنا أطعنا سادتنا. Oh our Lord, we have obeyed our masters. وكبراءنا, and our great. فأضلونا السبيل. They misguided us. ربنا آتهم ضعفين من العذاب. Oh Allah, give them double the punishment. والعنهم لعنا كبيرا. And curse them a great cursing. And Allah also subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, إِذْ تَبَرَّأَ الَّذِينَ اتُّبِعُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا. Now, if you take supporters beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beside the believers and protectors and helpers, and this is what happened in the Day of Judgment. See here, in Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us, they said, oh Allah, the ones who followed and we took them as our great and our masters, and we obeyed them, and we didn't obey Allah, and we didn't obey the Messenger, double the adab for them. Double the punishment for them. And in Surah Al-Baqarah, he said, وَإِذْ تَبَرَّ الَّذِينَ اتُّبِعُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا. And the masters on that day, who had people following them, they will say, we are innocent from you. We are innocent from you. So the ones who are awliya to each other today, on the day of judgment, every one of them would say, I am innocent, I'm free from you, stay away from me. اتبرأ الذين اتبعوا من الذين اتبعوا ورأوا العذاب وتقطعت بهم الأسباب. And they've seen the punishment and all reason and relations that were cut off. شوف. But if your wali is Allah and your wali is the believers and your wali is the Muslims, it's on the contrary on the Day of Judgment. You see your brother, you would see your brother say, I used to know you. I am in a little bit of trouble today. You look like you have some more light on your face. Intercede for. You see a brother who you used to know, and maybe he died as a shaheed or something. You say, brother, can you intercede for me? Shuf subhanallah. Shuf subhanallah, the believers. Brother, wallahi, you remember on the 27th of Ramadan, we were at this center in Liverpool, and we were praying together, and you're praying next to me. Yeah, I remember you, brother. I think I'm in there. I need him. You know, I need of your help. Can you see if you can intercede for me? And the brothers will intercede for each other. They are under the shade of Allah. They met because of His sake and separated because of His sake. And compare those with the ones. وَتَقَطَّعَتْ بِهُمُ الْأَسْبَابُ. There is no relationship between each other. There is no relation, no reason, nothing between them. And even more than that, we say, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا. And the one who followed them blindly, لَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّهُ. If the whole thing will be repeated once, فَنَتَبَرَّأَ مِنْهُمْ كَمَا تَبَرَّأُوا مِنَّا. If the whole thing can be repeated once, we will free ourselves from them. We will become innocent from them, as they have left us in Jahannam, as they have became free and innocent from us in Jahannam. Shuf subhanAllah. But what happens? What happens? كَذَلِكَ يُرِيهُمُ اللَّهُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ حَسَرَاتٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show them their deeds as a regret to them. See, this is your evil deeds. This is a regret for you. وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ. And they will never exit from the fire. So my brothers, there's a few verses here, very important to reflect on. Very important to understand the Quran and to reflect on the verses of Allah. Jazakumullah khair. And inshallah we'll continue tomorrow night after Salat al-Taraweeh. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.